Yesterday, the Scottish Sight Loss Sector Conference was held in Glasgow. The one-day event brought together clinicians, optometrists, civil servants, social workers, and third sector organisations to discuss ways to prevent avoidable sight loss and to maximise the independence of those who are blind or partially sighted. To tell us more about the event, I spoke with the Royal National Institute of Blind People Scotland Director, James Adams.
Today's conference towards a Scottish Vision Strategy was a really good showing of the collective will amongst the VI sector to come together to collaborate, work with government to actually focus on improving the services and the sort of journey for blind and partially sighted people through our health and social care services. So it was a really strong demonstration with government there that we are united and we do want to work together and we all want to work collectively to make a real difference. There's a real enthusiasm, there's real energy. We were actually oversubscribed for this conference, so we had to sort of politely decline some people attending, which is very sad, but also demonstrates that there's a real appetite out in the wider VI sector, which includes not only the blind and partially sighted organisations and individuals themselves, but also National Health Service, Scottish Government, local councils, educationalists, social workers. There's lots of people who actually wanted to take part and engage in this conference because they all believe in the same fundamental direction of travel, which is to really get work together to improve opportunities and the services for blind and partially sighted people in Scotland.
The conference provided an opportunity to hear from a variety of speakers within the field of health and social care, those involved in implementing services related to blind and partially sighted people and the local government, as well as talks from blind and partially sighted people. Speaking on the day was the chief executive of the charity Action Against Age-Related Macular Degeneration.
My name is Wenhua Li, everybody calls me Li. I'm the chief executive and chief scientist at Action Against Age-Related Macular Degeneration, Action Against AMD, or put it short, triple AMD, so much easier. We are very interested in trying to find a way to stop AMD earlier in its tracks. I'm very, very excited to be here at the Scottish Vision Strategy conference because uniquely the Scottish General Ophthalmic Service is, I have to commend, people who came up with this really are very visionary. They are actually ensuring that the general population maintain eye health instead of firefighting. Doing the scans earlier on means that we can perhaps catch some of the signs earlier on. And what's exciting is the way that primary secondary care are connected here in Scotland. And that's such a unique opportunity because the eyes are also, their eyes are not only the window to the soul, but now we're learning that it is actually also a window to the body because you can detect many other conditions which are not only eye conditions. So with that in mind, the Scottish Vision Strategy is really well placed for us to try to bring a complete new way of developing healthcare.
Following the informative talks, the attendees had the option to take part in engaging workshops covering topics such as wellbeing and counselling support, promoting equalities and inclusion, and education and children's services. To tell us more about the Making Best Use of Technology workshop, I spoke with members from Guide Dogs UK.
My name's Ruby Mooney.
And I'm David Lewis.
And we are here from Guide Dogs. We were doing a presentation on making the better use of technology.
The whole purpose of the workshop was just trying to get people to think a bit more about how they use technology, because everybody can use a phone for texting and calling people, but it's really trying to get people to think about how much more you can use it for people with visual impairments or physical impairments or kind of anything like that, and just how there's a lot more to the technology than just the everyday purpose.
So we were focusing on things like seeing AI, the Amazon Alexa, and To Be My Eyes. It's good to see so many parts of sight loss sector together, talking about how we can implement things, making sure that processes and procedures are put together, that we're looking at the future, and that we're ensuring that we have a better life, hopefully, in the future, basically.
It also means that if we learn that what the other organizations are able to do. So if we're not able to do something, then it means we're able to chat to them and say, is this something you can offer and provide? And then if we get any clients in, then it means we know where to refer them to as well.
There was a real buzz throughout the day among contributors and those in attendance. I spoke with Jamie Bruce of Visibility Scotland to gather his thoughts on the conference.
I think it's very important because it's, as I say, it gives you the chance to link up with other people in the sight loss sector, which is, you know, I mean, we're all very, very busy. So when you're so busy doing the job and helping so many people day in, day out, you don't get the chance to sort of pull back and see what's going on. So this is a real good chance to see the bigger picture.
Working towards a Scottish vision strategy, the conference was organised as part of a partnership collaboration between Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, the Royal Blind, Royal National Institute of Blind People Scotland, Scottish Council on Visual Impairment and the Thomas Pocklington Trust and Visionary in association with Vision UK. If you would like to find out more about the Scottish Vision Strategy, you can do so by visiting www.rnib.org.uk.